Welcome back, everybody, to Xbox Insider Podcast here, Season 2. I'm joined with the usual crew from last season. We have Aaron here.
Hey, everybody.
Gamertag Marth989 for right now.
Oh, I see what you did there.
And we also have... Oh, yeah, you did. It'll be changed soon. And we also have Jason here, Gamertag Pesmer.
Good morning to you all.
Because it is early morning where he is in Australia. And my name is Edward, Gamertag Tamazander. And as you guys have known, there have been a good bit of changes around the site. And we're going to go, and also we haven't had a podcast for a while, but now that we're reorganized, we have done a good bit of changes around the site. We're getting amped up and ready for season two of the podcast. And we're also getting amped up for all the changes that are going on at Xbox Insider. So we're going to make, I know you guys have been coming to the site daily, have been noticing a good bit of those changes. So we're just going to go over a couple of different things for you guys. Let you guys know that we are hard at work and we're back after the holiday season. And we are going to go ahead and kick it for you guys really hard. So we're going to go ahead and just begin the podcast with a little bit of discussion about the things that are going on. And it's always good to know what's under the hood. So, Aaron, I'll let you take it away with some of the technical changes that we've made.
Okay, well, to start with, most people know that the front site, it looks hugely different to as it used to. We bought ourselves a new theme, which I then coated out with our Xbox Insider graphics, as most people would know them. You know, the green circles and the big old Xbox Insider at the top there. We have cut the avatars, but... we've added the little Xbox logo in there anyway. But yeah, so the front page looking a whole lot different and not a lot sleeker, a lot faster running, as most people will have noticed. It runs incredibly faster than it used to, so we're a more efficient site now. We've got more features for you, like a new review section where people can go and look at the reviews, and it'll give like the box art as well as all the game information before you even look, as well as our custom ratings that come down to our friend Pez. As well as his preview section, we've got a small video toolbar down the side, as well as a new archive section and everything to boot on the front page that's been added in. What else have we got? So other than the actual general appearance of the site, we've got the speeding up of the site. And at the top, most people will find that we've got the new news slider, which will feature our articles such as Pez's reviews and previews, Tamazander's featured articles such as his Sins Against Gaming, as well as our podcast, which will be added into the feature bar at the top and will rotate out based on time. But yeah, so that's the general main additions to the site. We've also integrated the forum to look more like the main front site now, but yeah, just a whole sleeker, faster approach to the Xbox Insider way. Okay, and over to Pez, who'll be telling you what's happening new in our content.
Okay. Over the next couple of weeks, I spent more or less the entire of my Christmas break, which was, you know, 2-3 weeks catching up on old reviews. Well, not old, but, you know, reviews that were on the backlog. So they'll be all posted up soon. there's also a bunch of previews happening. We're seated pretty deeply in the Australian gaming journalism area now, so yeah, you'll be seeing a bunch more previews from us, which would be nice. So yeah, you'll get the latest scoops on games, as well as hopefully a bunch more interviews coming. Yeah, I mean, over the next couple of weeks, or hopefully next week, you'll see an interview with Ken Hudson from 2K Marin in regards to Bioshock 2. So yeah, there's a bunch more reviews coming, yeah, hopefully we'll be up to date, on time, and all exciting with all the latest news, reviews, and previews. Oh my. I had to say that.
Yeah, we cut the oh my. Yeah, that's not there anymore. Oh my. Yeah, that's gone. Yeah. Independent Xbox community.
Much sorry.
I like the oh my, though. But speaking of other things that that make us say oh my, is we are not forgetting about you guys. That's right. You guys are readers and our community members.
Or listeners.
Or listeners also. We appreciate every single one of you guys. That's what we want to know, that the community is going to be amped up as well. Now, of course, we do have our forums. You guys are members of the forums. If you're not, you can go anytime to www.xboxinsider.net/forum. This should be a backslash. I don't know. If you use a front slash, does it still work, Pez?
Should do.
Well, yeah. Use whichever slash you want. You know, we're okay around here.
You mean a backslash instead of a whack?
What?
The front slash is called a whack?
Yeah, people call it a whack.
What's a vertical
slash? Because it is whack. Huh?
It is whack.
What's a vertical slash?
It's called a line. Maybe a divider. Maybe the Berlin Wall. Is that too political?
Maybe.
Tear down.
Tear that straight slash down.
Well, don't. That's that straight slash is what like divides the Xbox and Insider of our logo.
Uh-oh. If those two came together, what would happen? It'd be like a 1940s Broadway-style gang showdown where they'd have to sing and click.
Okay.
How come when you write it, it's a straight slash, but when you look on the keyboard, it's like dotted? What's up with that?
It's actually called a break or a pipe.
If you push that key, it's actually straight and it's solid. It's not dotted.
I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy down.
I'm gonna ask Bill Gates about that next time I see him.
Can you ask him if he's got some IKEA furniture? Like, just saying.
Do you like IKEA for real?
I don't really like IKEA. No, I have one sort of close to my work, but we're off topic. Just saying.
Yeah. Topic, people. Topic.
I forgot what I was saying about the community.
Yep.
I love the community.
You do need to come to that forum address and join because we have many things coming up and you need to be a member to take part in that. We have contests for codes and in the future contests for swag coming up. So you need to actually be a member of that. Also, if you are a member or owner of another gaming site, we'd love to be your friend and share work, start a good conversation there. Drop us a line. You can go to our about page and there should be an email address there. There is xboxinsider@xboxinsider.net where you can go ahead and contact us and we'll see that set up and get in touch with you guys. Also, if you have anything you'd like to let us know as community members, we enjoy your feedback. So also send us some information at xboxinsider@xboxinsider.net. Shoot us an email. Tell us you like us. Tell us you think everything's great. Let us know what we're doing poorly. Let us know that I, you know, suck on the podcast. It doesn't matter. We just want to hear from you because we're here for you guys, our community.
We love you.
That we do. So, looks like we've done a good bit of changes around here, but we're not going to go anywhere. Like I said here, we're amping up here on the second season of the podcast. So we are pretty much, I guess you could call it the second season of the site, right?
I think we are going somewhere. I think we are going to the future and beyond.
Oh, yes. I didn't mean it like that. I meant like I'm not leaving and we're not leaving you. But we are going places. We're going places.
We're
like, in the car.
It's a hip hop world. You got to keep up or get left behind. Yo.
It is true. That is very true. So everything, new changes. It's like we're no longer spring chickens now. We got older and cooler.
That's right.
I know I got cooler. I heard Aaron got cooler over the break.
I didn't. I got warmer because it's summer here. I'm hot to trot, yo.
So being hot to trot, as you are, how about you go ahead and let us in some of that hot news you got over there, hot to trot?
Just call me Scotty Too Hotty, yo. All right. Over the break, Modern Warfare 2 has made $1 billion. Like, I don't think this is a surprise to anyone. Biggest entertainment release of all time. It's a fantastic achievement. They worked hard to make it happen. They scared the hell out of everyone else, so they all pushed back the releases for unknown reasons, which we all know was because they were big sissy girls. So congratulations to Activision and Infinity Ward for pulling off that. I think they've earned it, honestly, even though the game was all right, but not great. That's only my opinion, though. I know Aaron sleeps with it every night, so Okay. Over these, if anyone listened to CES at Las Vegas, they would have heard that Natal has been confirmed for holiday 2010. See, I actually don't like them saying holiday 2010 because, in my eyes, that could be Easter. It could be any other holidays. I think they mean Christmas specifically, though. So we should be seeing Natal in the next, 10 months? Anyone? Yes, 10 months? Great. Excellent. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the backup. Also from CES was Microsoft announcing Game Room, which is more or less a little walk-in arcade, which you can design yourself and, you know, set up however you like it. And for, I think, 240 Microsoft points, you can buy some of the old retro games that have been redone for the Xbox and, yeah, show your friends, play it with your friends. I think for 80 points, you can play, buy it just for single use. So, yeah, it depends on how you want. And wait for it. This is going to be great. Wait for it. I think, though, it is hitting a little close to home. Whoopah!
Bad joke.
No one? Seriously?
Hello, bad joke.
Sorry, guys. I had to do it. That was a little joke. Bring it back to PlayStation Home, just in case you didn't get that, because it's also very similar. Okay, as an exclusive, I was with 2K. I was with Ken Hudson from 2K Marin yesterday, talking about BioShock 2 and also getting a bit of a look at BioShock 2, just for laughs, just having a look at one of the extra levels in the game. And we found out that, in an interview with him, we found out that BioShock 2 DLC has been confirmed. Whilst no details were given of the actual DLC, we were reassured that 2K Australia is working on something with BioShock 2 at the moment for post-release. If history has shown this to be correct, I mean, I don't think anyone was really surprised that BioShock 2 was going to get DLC, but hopefully it's the sort of puzzle rooms that PS3 got and not the extra. What was the actual DLC that BioShock 2 got? BioShock 1 got on 360? Was it just extra plasmids?
It was one new achievement, which was brass balls of completing the game on hard without using Vita chambers. It was also the option to turn the Vita chambers off, but you also got new plasmids and new tonics. Which were quite fun. There were some nice little fun ones in there, like the Force Push, which is a nice little plasmid. Also, some really ones that would help you play the game on such a hard mode, which like made it so vending machines cost a lot less and stuff like that.
Oh, sweet. Sexy times. I didn't know about that. I only got it on PC, so... I got it on PC twice, though, so... okay, and finally... Splinter Cell Conviction has been delayed. Ubisoft haven't given an announcement as to why this is as of yet, or not that I've seen. I haven't seen an official press release. But yeah, it's been delayed for a minimum of a month. I think it got pushed back. It's been pushed back so far to the tentative date of 25th of February. Now, personally, I am so happy about this. There's so many games I have to play for reviews before then, and I've never played a Splinter Cell game, so I sort of wanted to play at least one or two before Splinter Cell Conviction comes out. So the extra month is honestly a blessing for me, personally. I know there are some massive Splinter Cell fans out there that will be pretty angry about this, but hey, maybe it's for some extra cut and polish. So they want to take some extra time just to get everything working, make sure there's not a lot of bugs or anything similar, so... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a good thing. Okay, well, that's it for the news. Who wants to do next week's releases?
Okay, and I guess that's on to next week's new releases, which is, well, small for everyone. There's really not much coming out next. Well, there is only one game coming out next month in Australia, UK, and the US, and that is Dark Void from Capcom. That is the only retail release of next week on the, for the UK, it'll be the 22nd of January. Don't know when it'll be for everyone else, because everyone else has a different release day. But yeah, Dark Void will be coming out next week.
26th of January?
22nd.
I was going to say, 26th of January is Australia Day. Ew. Is that a Monday?
That is a Tuesday.
22nd?
Yeah, oh, no, we get ours 22nd. On the 22nd is a Friday. 26th is a Tuesday.
Yeah, Friday. We get ours on the 25th then, probably. Well, to be honest, you'll probably expect a review of that because THQ love us. So.
Awesome.
Just saying.
That's not THQ. It's Capcom.
Yeah, it is. Capcom and THQ are the same in Australia.
Oh, okay. Oakley dokey. Picking a pokey.
Sexy. Okie dokie, picking a pokey.
I guess that takes us on to what we've been playing last week. Eh?
Last month.
That is correct.
Last month.
So, all right. So there have been a lot that has been going on. I know we've been on breaks. I know a lot of us have been hitting the Xbox a little bit hard during the holiday break. So now we're just going to go into a section, let you guys know what we've been playing, what we've been doing, and what games we've been hitting on. Aaron, how about you? What have you been playing since we last spoke?
Only a couple of games, really. I played Assassin's Creed 2 after that came out, which is a brilliant game. And like Pez has said in the past, they really did take into account everything that everyone has said to them and made changes where they needed to be made. So, yeah, it was a much more fun game. It wasn't as boring and repetitive as the first. Even though I found that game fun, it did have its element of, oh, do the same thing over and over again. But, yeah, other than Assassin's Creed 2, I've just been hitting the online to Modern Warfare 2. As most people know, I'm a bit of an FPS junkie, so that's pretty much it. Okay, what have you been playing, Pez?
I'll admit that over the Christmas break, I got off my main job at 24th of December, and since then, it's 98% of the time has been work for me for the site. So I was playing Borderlands DLC. I played Darksiders, Bayonetta, Band Hero, Lego Rock Band, DJ Hero. So expect all those reviews to be coming. Actually, I think I've done already some of them, but Bayonetta should be up within next couple of days. DJ Hero should be a couple of days after that. Other than that, I played a game for fun, which is such a rare opportunity for me to be able to do. So I played Tales of Vesperia. Did a run through of that, almost finished that. And I played some Civ Rev because I can't ever stop playing that. It's amazing and really, really damn good. Yeah, I started playing Mass Effect because I had a look at my sins against gaming and I was talking to Kent Hudson about it from 2K Marin. And he said that I should play it, and I really want to play it because Mass Effect 2 is coming out and I don't want to have to go into that with a review before playing Mass Effect 1. Especially because they link into each other via save files. So I started playing that. Hopefully I'll be done that by the time that Mass Effect 2 comes out, so I'll know what the hell I'm talking about. And you can expect a review that is knowledgeable and entertaining, hopefully, because I really have put in the hard yards for you guys, and I love you all. Ed, what have you been playing, sucker?
We love you, too.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I've hit quite a few games pretty hard over the break, and I have, you know, racked up a good bit of gamer score because of it. Let's see, I played Borderlands. I didn't play the DLC because I'm just waiting because with DLC, here's the only thing, it's like, with DLC, I rather would wait until a Game of the Year edition, you know?
Don't you already own the normal edition, though?
No, I rent.
You actually don't own Borderlands.
I'm a renter.
I thought you were.
Yeah, I have a Game Pass at Blockbuster, so I just kind of rotate games out.
Oh, that's right. Like $2 whores. We've been through this.
Achievement whores don't need to buy video games.
That's right. It's a one-night stand for you guys. Play and throw away.
Yeah, so I played and 100%ed, or got 1,000 in Borderlands, Left 4 Dead 2, Assassin's Creed 2. I went back and played Condemned 2 Bloodshot because I loved the first one. Played ODST and went through that one. It was. It was very... I mean, it took me like 3 days to get 1,000.
That's quite long for ODST, really, isn't it?
The firefight takes a while.
Yeah,
it was the firefight and the Vidmaster achievements, which were kind of horrible to get a group. I played in a group with one for almost 3 hours, and then someone left the game. I guess their internet connection messed up. I was so pissed off.
Wow. That would annoy me.
And I've also been playing, I went and played in 100% of Dead Space. I know. I played the hell out of Dead Space.
1,000%.
Yeah, I was playing Dead Space in my sleep. And I also played Darksiders.
Yeah. Darksiders is fun.
It's fun, but, you know, it is what it is. Now I'm hitting some Spider-Man Web of Shadows.
I don't know why.
Because I've always... to be quite honest, and I don't know if you guys are like this, I'm sure a lot of people are, but there have been so many Spider-Man games.
Mm.
And I always find myself falling into a Spider-Man game every couple of months. I just like it. I like swinging around.
Yeah, well, maybe the next one will really suck because they're reloading the franchise, so...
Yeah, they need to.
No Tobey Maguire. No Tobey.
So,
just saying.
So that wraps up our year here at Xbox Insider. But as we look back at 2009, we have to think of the things that have wowed us and just made us really amazed by Xbox. So it's time, I think, to do a little bit of Xbox Insider Year in Review 2009.
Ew.
So we're all going to go and each just talk about what we liked and what we really enjoyed about 2009 and Xbox. So I'll go ahead and kick this one off. In 2009, one of the things that I was really looking forward to since the announcement was Xbox Live Primetime. And more specifically, the 1 versus 100. Now, I did play in the beta. I actually snuck into the Canadian beta. And then I, of course, played in the U.S. beta that first night. And now we're back into 1 versus 100 Season 2. And I feel that this is really something that Xbox needs to hit and roll with. And I think it was a great idea, and I really liked the way, for the most part, it was rolled out, and I love the idea that people are getting prizes based upon just playing a trivia game with other people. Primetime, I think, got off to a really good start, in my opinion. I think that Primetime can only grow. I think there needs to be, if I had like a laundry list for Xbox Live of what you guys need to fix in Primetime, I would say there needs to be opportunity for more people to win prizes, opportunity for more people to play in the games, and bring more games. 1 versus 100 is a very good game show, and I think that's excellent, but there are other game shows they need to bring. I mean, bring Weakest Link, you know, bring
Family Feud,
which would be excellent. Bring a whole bunch of game shows that give more people the opportunity to play, and just have game shows coming on at night. I mean, it would just be fun to come and play a free game and have a chance to win something just because it's ad-supported, which is excellent. How about you, Pez?
Me personally, I had fun with a lot of things in 2009. The first thing I'm going to mention, and I'm sorry for mentioning a few, is the summer/winter of arcade. This really brought out some of the best... Well, actually, it brought out probably 3 out of 4 best arcade games of 2009. I mean, you had Explosion Man in the middle, you had Trials HD, and it finished up with Shadow Complex, and it just smashed the hell out of everything. Like, all those games are fantastic. Trials HD is a bit like getting sodomized with a red-hot cactus, but... it's still a fantastic game. I mean, then you've got Halo Waypoint, which for all the Halo fans is like, you know, really a cool place to get everything done and just get all the lore and, you know, even the anime in the same spot, like pop in every Saturday and have a watch or whatever it is. I haven't actually done it, but, you know, it's a cool thing for the 360. There was just some amazing games over the last year that were just really just, like I said, they just smashed the hell out of everything. I mean, you got Lips number one hits. Oh, no, wait, no, that's not the right one. You got Forza 3. You've got Ballad of Gay Tony for GTA. What else was there? I would say Halo ODST, except it wasn't really anything exciting. You got Assassin's Creed 2, Batman Arkham Asylum, Skate 2. There was just some awesome games that just really just blew me away last year and just kept me going for the entire year, and it was awesome. Battlefield 1943 as well, and Monkey Island Special Edition. They were just, like I said, it was just amazing games for me. What about you, Blocky?
Not yet. I'm still not 100% sure about changing my gamer tag. So, two major things from last year, like, that really impacted me. I'll go with the most obvious first, as all you know, which will be Modern Warfare 2, because I am an absolute huge FPS head and like play COD continuously. But so Modern Warfare 2, although at the moment the community is destroying that game with the care package knifing and the camping and the glitched servers, and it is getting in the way that the game will be destroyed and go down as a bad game, but not due to the creators, but purely the community that is destroying it and ripping it to pieces. But it's still a good campaign. Special Ops, I really enjoyed Special Ops, and for the most part I am enjoying online. If they just brought a massive patch out to fix all of this, it would be my number one thing of 2009. But my number one thing of 2009 isn't a game in specific, it's more to do with Twisted Pixel. Because over 2009, when they released their first game on Xbox Live Arcade, The Moor, and then their Summer of Arcade title, Splosion Man, it's just been a good year for Twisted Pixel games. They've released two brilliant games. They released three pieces of DLC for The Moor. The Moor, a fun all-round game for anyone to play. Splosion Man, comedic, just fast-paced, fun. It's just such a good game and well-presented. They're just arcade games of premium quality. And content, as I've mentioned in the past, they've just got so much content to them. Free premium themes, free gamer pictures, Explosion Man being the first game with free avatar unlockables. Twisted Pixel really did go all out to make two of the best arcade games last year. Obviously, The Moor, not as many people enjoyed it, because a lot of people don't like platformer games, but it did really take me back into that kind of old N64, kind of like Banjo-Kazooie sort of, just run around collecting stuff, like really fun kind of just platformer. And then Explosion Man, because it was just so awesome, kind of like Sonic, but funny. And yeah, so Twisted Pixel most definitely has to be my favourite thing of 2009, just exploding into the arcade scene with two brilliant games. And then their announcement of the third one, which it's got a really long name, so I can't remember. It's something about Captain Smiley.
Captain Awesome and his amazing toothbrush of doom.
No, I don't think it's... But yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, they were my favourite two things of 2009.
It was good, I'll admit it. Yeah, Explosion Man, I even went back to the other day, and it's still awesome.
It's just it's still an amazing game. Aspect as well is just brilliant. Just you board, sit down, plug a couple of controllers in, and just start blowing up and like killing each other and like jumping out into the midair and just
I can explode again.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, man, I love that game.
That is a good game. Okay, then, Ed.
That's slightly awkward.
Ed?
I'm here still.
He's thankful for achievement points over the last year.
I am.
The 100 million thousand gamer score is earned through rented games.
I did Prime Time. And I'm also thankful for you guys.
Aw.
That's nice.
Come here, you big lug.
Internet hoagie.
I'm walking over there. I'll be there. Yeah. I'll be there in a couple of hours.
Cool. I'm going to look at flowers before then, but I'll be back. Wait. I'm not gay. I like flowers.
What's going on? I know. I'm really confused myself.
I'm going for the wedding. We're going to look at the forest. Okay. Don't fucking judge me.
Flower boy.
So, we also have something actually awesome for you guys. And to kick off our first, or rather our second season of the podcast, you can take it away here, Pez.
Oh, am I? Okay, cool. All right. Because I am such a nice guy, and also thank you to Microsoft Australia who have provided this. We're giving away just a little teaser for the little rest of the year. Maybe expecting some nice things to come in the next upcoming, you know, weeks, months, years, etc. If you're around, hopefully no one dies. As a little competition to start off the year. Like I said, it's just a little one. We're going to be giving away a copy of Alien Breed. Now, what you have to do for this one, go to the forums. We'll make a thread. Hopefully, it'll be up by the time the podcast is. What you need to do is go in, and I want to see a limerick explaining something about Alien Breed, or why you want Alien Breed, or something similar. I want it to make me laugh, or I want it to make me cry. I want it to emote me in some way. And it better be intelligent, because if it's not, you're not getting the prize. And I hate you all if you don't do that, because I want to give this away. So go in, do the limerick, make it a good one, and you'll come out with a copy of Alien Breed, which is a very cool XBLA game. Anyone else want to add anything to that? One entry per person.
Yeah, one entry per person. One entry per host.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You do, and you must be a member of the forum to win, of course.
That's right, because it'll all happen on the forum, so you better damn well sign up, because there'll be some more things coming, and we favor our forum people. In fact, that's where it's all going to happen, so sign up, sucker, or you're going to miss out.
I think that's it. I'd lead us out.
I seriously think that's it.
Play us out. Oh, damn it!
I was going to say that. I got it this time.
Bam!
I got it this time. He goes, do, 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 do. Anyway,
no, it goes lower once more. Goes ding 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 ding. See, we know what the score is.
Okay, it is high.
So thank you everybody for joining us on the podcast today, and also we like to thank you guys for joining us back here on season 2. There's a lot of big changes around Xbox Insider, and we're glad you guys are here for us for that and with us for the ride. A lot of big things happening. So, everyone, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure that you are a forum member at xboxinsider.net/forum. And we'll see you guys on the next podcast here. Good luck to everyone on the competition. Be sure to come to the forums and be sure to get that limerick going. Can it be nasty?
Or it can be. Hey, it can, if you want to be crude, that's cool.
As long as it's funny.
That's right.
All
right.
So funny and nasty if you want. Anyway, thanks. We are joined here, of course, with Aaron, Gamertag Marth 989.
See you later, everyone.
And Jason, Gamertag Pezmer.
Yo.
I'm Edward, Gamertag Tamazander, and we will see you guys next time. Good night.
Bye. Be well.